Welcome to Power Yourself, where I talk about the most important topic in the world, you. Today's topic is going to be on Stephen Covey's model, the Circle of Control. Some people might have heard it as the Circle of Influence or Circle of Concern, but it's found in one of Stephen Covey's books, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And that is today's topic. Before I get going, I want to pause. I want to take a breath as we come into this episode. And for me, I want to acknowledge the many First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples who have marked these lands for generations. I'm grateful for the traditional knowledge keepers and elders who have gone before us and those who still guide us today. I want to recognize the land as an action towards an act of reconciliation and to show gratitude for those whose territory we are residing on or currently visiting. My reason for bringing this model to today's episode is because it's probably one of the most consistent things I continuously go back to. It's, for me, a tool if I'm stuck, if I'm finding I'm stressed out. And it gives me this opportunity to pause, to step back, and start to really understand where I'm focusing my energy on. Okay. So Stephen Covey talks about what we can control, what we can influence, and what's within our concern. And so those are the three concepts I'm going to break down today. Okay, so let's break down the model. Recommendation is probably get yourself a visual here, or go ahead, get a pen and a piece of paper and draw three circles within each other. So a really big circle, a medium-sized circle inside of that circle, and then a small circle inside of those circles. Okay, so three circles technically. So the first one I want to focus on is the one on the outer side. Okay, it's the outside circle. And he refers to it as the circle of concern. So this is where, this is the things in our lives, in our day-to-day, where we have little to no power over them, okay? We potentially can influence on some level, but it's so far removed from our day-to-day action or so far removed from our direct impact that we call this within the circle of concern. So thinking of some examples of that, you can think of like the weather, and you can think of the economy, you know, even social media or media in general. You can think of things like death, things like traffic, you know, and here's a big one for me that comes into it. It's our past decisions and choices. Okay, so this is all within what we refer to as the circle of concern. Okay, so that's the first circle. That's the outer ring here. Now, let's move to the middle circle. Okay, so as we go in towards the middle of the circle, we're going to have more control, obviously. And that will make sense when we go over in the next circle, which is the circle of control. But that middle circle that we want to touch on is what's referred to as the circle of influence. And in this middle circle, think of these as the things that we indirectly have the power to influence or change. So to think about some examples, think about our relationships. We don't have direct control because it's somebody else on the other end of that relationship, so we can influence it. So basically how I show up influences the way a relationship will go. You could think of these even as our conversations with people, you know, handling conflict with people. We can influence the outcome. So you can think of other examples like our work environment, you know, the how we support each other, how we help our colleagues or treat each other. We can influence the environment that we create. You know, are we courageous and have challenging conversations and ask for clarification? again, we're having influence over the culture of our work environment that we're creating together. Other things that fall in this category, it's our health as well. So we can influence it by eating healthy, by working out, by doing things that are good for our bodies. We influence our health. The other really important piece that comes into this circle of influence is other people. Okay, so other people's actions, other people's choices. Okay, these are things that we don't have direct control over, but again, we have influence over. You know, how we show up with each other impacts each other. How, you know, we show up in a conversation with an individual, you know, a loved one even, that can influence their day. Okay. So again, think of that middle circle referred to as the circle of influence. It's we can have impact over these things, but we don't have that direct control. Okay. Now, lastly, is the inner circle, and that's the circle of control. Okay, here are the things that we directly have the power to control or change. So us as individuals, we all have our own circle of control. And things that this is made up of are, think of our thoughts. I know sometimes it doesn't feel like we have control, but we really do. What we focus on, that encourages, it increases, it gives energy to the thoughts that we'll fixate on in our head. Think of these as the emotions that we create. So depending on the thoughts that we focus on, that creates our emotions. So we have control over that. You know, sometimes again, doesn't feel like we have full on control, but we really do. And the more we practice that, the more we have greater control over it. Or we know how to have control a little bit better. Also within this inner circle is our actions. So the actions we choose to take, the words we choose to use. You know, you could break it down to your personal habits and your behaviors, your decisions that you make, the mindset that you bring yourself back to and continuously create. All of these things are within our circle of control. Think of that. Think of the model right now, and I want you to check in. Where do you feel that you put the most energy towards? Is it the circle of concern? Circle of influence, those around you, relationships, other people? Or do you focus more energy and effort towards that circle of control, what you have direct control over? Reflect for a second. Think about it. Now, whatever your answer is okay. Be okay with it, okay? So if you're already putting a ton of focus on what you can control, wonderful. If you're finding you're putting more effort on other people, then just check in. Are you really owning your piece of it? You know, is there something that you can do to, again, have more of that impact on what you want to create? And so, as you know, throughout the whole podcast, I really try to focus a lot on this circle of control. I try to focus a lot as us, as an individual. We make choices. We have behaviors. We have habits. And so getting really clear and clean on those can have the most impact on your life, with creating more of the things that you want in it, allowing you to achieve more of what you want to achieve. But when we focus on this circle of control, we give our energy, or we put more conscious energy towards the things that we do have within our direct control. And we maximize our energy. So Stephen Covey talks about, you know, when we focus on that circle of control, people tend to be more productive. You get more things done because you're fixating, fixating is not the right word. We're focusing on what we have control over the most. And that's what's going to move us, like I said, towards our results and towards more of the things that we want to create in our life. One of my favorite things about this model, not only does it give me a tangible tool to, you know, sit back and reflect and break things down with, but for me, I find it a very powerful, simple task that we can do to check in. And I find that very freeing sometimes, especially if, like I said, I'm stuck, I'm stressed out. You know, it helps me get really clear on where am I spending most of my energy and time? And is that what's going to help me move forward or create more of what I do want in my life? Like I said, for me, very powerful tool and one that I continuously go back to in moments that I'm spinning, stressed out, or feeling overwhelmed even. Having tools like this, you know, it's not the end all and be all, but it is a really helpful guide. It's a helpful tool. It's a helpful thing to bring in and consider when we're trying to move forward. You know, life's really hard. And there's different times in our lives that we might not be ready to take action, and that's okay. So there's no shame in that. We have to process, and we process at different speeds. And different times in our lives, it might take longer. So, you know, don't forget to be kind to yourself. When I find this tool the most useful is when I do want change, when I do want to move forward, and when I do want to do something with that sense of overwhelm or stress. And so this is something to have in your back pocket for sure. Like I said, one of the ones I definitely use quite a bit. So again, Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. That's the book it's in. And it looks at, again, the circle of control being our thoughts, our emotions, our actions, our behaviors, our decisions, our mindsets, you know, those things we have direct control over. The circle of influence, so that's the next circle out, and that's the things that we indirectly have the power to influence. So these are our relationships, these are our workplace cultures, our teams, our health, you know, our, you know, healthy conflict conversations, other people's choices, other people's actions. All of those things are things we get to influence indirectly just by how we show up in those moments, things that we do that can really influence other people. And then the circle of concern. So remember, that's far removed. And it's going to be things like weather, economy, the media, you know, traffic, our past decisions, as I said. And so these are things that when we're starting to notice that we're focusing a lot of our energy on, it's a great opportunity to pause, reflect, and really make that choice. If I want to move forward, if I want to, you know, have that step in the direction I want to go in, then it's, am I focusing my energy on what I can control? So again, easy to say all this stuff, and I know just how hard it is to do it. And yet, I promise you, the effort pays off because it really can help in those situations of stress, overwhelmed, or when we're stuck. So great opportunity. Try it out. Next time you're feeling a little bit stuck and you want to make some momentum towards more of what you want to create. As always, folks, it's so nice to have you listening, and I really appreciate that you're tuning in. I hope it serves you well on your own journey of happiness or self-fulfillment, whatever journey you're currently on. And I'm always just honored to be in your ear. So I'm a fellow individual who's trying just as hard out there and trying to put just as much into myself by showing up and continuously holding myself accountable to more of the things I want to create in my life. And again, we all know that's not easy. So for all of us tuning in today, my reminder is you're not alone, okay? Good luck out there, and always remember to take the time, put the energy into yourself, and make that conscious decision to power yourself.